This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
I love electronics. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me, for having fun. Well, having fun with me, I guess you could call it. If you're really weird, you could call it that, I guess. Anyhow, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. A lot of good, well, it's not like, we have good guests every night, so I don't want to say like it's, we got a lot of good guests today, like, because we didn't have any yesterday, right? Anyhow, I'm Joe Pacino. It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, head over to the website. Some of the ways you can support the show, as I'm always talking about, is you want to buy a coffee mug. That's always a good thing to do, right? And then on top of the coffee mug, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been taught to be afraid of, but you don't have to. Seriously. You know, buy the book. It always helps. Or become a member of the Politically Incorrect Posse. That's right. Joe's in Politically Incorrect Posse. And I know, listen, I see what you guys write. I see how you respond. So I am very comfortable with the fact that most of you are politically incorrect. So we got a lot going on tonight. Like I said, Don Jans is going to, he hasn't been on the show for a while, but he's going to join us in the first hour. He's going to talk about a new book that he's written, The Road to Tyranny, Individualism to Collectivism, or like I like to say, Moving into the Borg, you know, or Moving in with the Borg. That's about what it's like anyhow. So, you know, have we done that? Are we moving to that? I mean, when you think about socialism, isn't that what collectivism is to a big degree? And then the next hour, Barack Obama, yeah, if he was here, we'd all be in trouble. Anyway, Barack Lori will join me. He's written a book called Atheism Kills. You've heard about him. I know you've heard on the interweb, unless you've just been in a coma. The Dangers of a World Without God and the Cause for Hope. You set out, he set out to prove it all wrong, and then he ends up believing in God. Geez, sounds familiar. Happens on a regular basis, doesn't it? And then you got me for the third hour, with the exception of, anybody know? Does anybody pay attention to what I'm doing anymore? Jeff Sessions will join me in the, yes, the AG. And that was an interview from earlier today. But, and I was quite honored to get the call. I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, so Jeff Sessions and I spent about 10 minutes together talking about him suing California. It's about time. Seriously, I mean, with the loons out, it is about time. We'll talk more about that in the third hour, about why California deserves to be slapped, and continued to be slapped until they figure it out and wake up. And this place is starting to make me nuts. I had a discussion with a Democrat. Well, I'll save it for the third hour. Yeah, I don't want to throw it away. That's why. Hey, listen, UCLA, your tax money, if you're living in California anyway, your tax money is going to host a class about undocumented and unafraid. It's a forum for DACA supporters. How we shouldn't be afraid to bring somebody who's done something illegal, right, with us to an event. The University of California, Los Angeles, is hosting a forum on Monday empowering illegal immigrant students and pressuring lawmakers to make the DACA program permanent. The event titled Immigration Forum, Students Speak Out. Well, it should be illegal students speak out, right? took place Monday and featured several guest lecturers, including elected officials who led the roughly 300 audience members into chants. This is what democracy looks like. Student power and more. Yeah, no, this is what anarchy looks like. When you decide you're not going to obey or abide by the laws of the state, the laws of the land, that's anarchy. What did you come here for? See, you came here because of the laws in this country, because of the laws in this state. Right? Well, not this state anyway, but what you thought were the laws. You came here to be protected. You came here because we're not supposed to have. Supposedly, we do not have a difference in classes. Everybody's under the law, except for the Clintons. Everybody's under the law, except for the Obamas. I mean, think about it. Did I say that out loud? I'm sorry. Left the mic on? Probably. According to the publication, the main organizers of the event were the students of the labor and workplace studies. Now, the minute you put labor there, I'm nervous, right? I'm looking for the hammer and the sickle. You know what I'm saying? The class primarily focuses on examining issues related to the immigration rights movement, though a Facebook event page indicates that the UCLA Institute for Research on Labor Employment and three other departments also collaborated on the event. And with your tax money, they're teaching your kids how to coddle a lawbreaker. That's really what it is, right? The UCLA Labor Center advertised the event late February, tweeting a short promotional video. It was current state of DACA and the future of undocumented immigrants living in the United States. They're not undocumented. You know why they're undocumented? You know why they can't get any documents? Because they're here illegally. See, this is the part that is just always amazing. You can't beat your alcoholism. You can't beat your drug addictions until you fess up to the fact that you have a drug addiction and that you are an alcoholic. So until you figure out that you're here illegally, well, you already know that, but I mean, until you really figure out and know that they're coming for you, eventually, you're not going to do anything to fix it. And if you think somebody's going to bail you out, why fix it? Come on, think about it. Now, the Labor Center, as well as its project, the Dream Resource Center, also tweeted updates throughout the event, posting videos of various activities and lectures. You know, if I was ICE, I'd be picking up the phone going, yo, boys, guess what? I know we can pick up about 70 or 80 of these people. That's right. Head over to UCLA. All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure when you hang out with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could... I know they're old jokes, but they work because somebody new is already always listening. So I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to, but to show what a high IQ you have, you've chosen this one this evening, and I do very much appreciate. I also appreciate the time. I see the stuff that you guys write and post and that kind of thing. Most of the time, it's well thought out. Every once in a while, we get a wackoid in there, and you guys chase him away, and I appreciate that because then I don't have to chase him away. It always works out well for me too. You know, I haven't had this guy on enough. We always have a good time when he's on the show, good conversation. Don Jans joins me. He's a nationally acclaimed speaker, author, contrasting the policies proclaimed by Karl Marx with the principles upon which our nation was founded. Now, he's written a book called The Road to Tyranny, Individualism to Collectivism. And, Don, first of all, thanks for being with me. And I think I could have saved you some letters. You mean we moved into Borgism, basically, didn't we?
Yes. Joe, it's a pleasure being with you. I really appreciate it. Like you said, we don't get together enough.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can change that.
Tell people what your website is. I won't take your thunder away.
Okay, my website is two ways to find it. You can easily just search my name, Don Jans, J-A-N-S, or it's www.mygrandchildrens, that's plural, mygrandchildrensamerica, no punctuation.
Well, that's what I want. Yeah, that's what I want the people to hear, mygrandchildrens.com. And the reason I want them to hear that, okay, is you're doing this not for your own, you know, fame and money, because there ain't much money writing books these days, but you're not doing this for your own fame. You're doing this because you really care about what world your grandchildren grow up in, right?
Absolutely. Joe, you and I both know, even in the last 50 years, well, I know that, maybe you don't, but I know that in the last 50 years, things have changed dramatically. And when we study history, and this is one of the fallacies of our education system today, which has become an indoctrination system. No longer do we have an education system. Our children are being indoctrinated, and our children are not learning history. And they don't understand what our country was intended to be, what it was when we were first founded. And so we've been traveling this road to tyranny for quite some time. And that's what we discuss in the book, The Road to Tyranny, Individualism to Collectivism. We come along, and today there is so much that is demanded to be politically correct. There, the dogmatic statements that are being used, the demonizing that is being used, the Saul Alinsky tactics that are being used to truly bully people into conforming is incredible, and it's working. That's the sad thing, Joe. It's working.
Well, because it's that old saying where they just keep saying it. You say that lie long, and it's not just a lie. I mean, seriously, when you say something enough times long enough, people you trust, people you care about, people you know keep saying it, believe it, and agree with it, what happens in your mind? All of a sudden, it's gospel truth, is it not?
Absolutely. And then when you're talking very rationally, and because you say something that they don't like, that the collectivists don't like, now you're a racist. Everybody in the world's a racist today, it seems, except Farrakhan. Farrakhan's the only person out there that's not a racist.
Don't get me started. Seriously. I mean, you know, I say this all the time, and I mean it sincerely. 10 years ago, if you had called me a racist, I would have gone back and I would start listening to my own show and say, okay, what am I saying? What's putting this over the top? What's allowing or making people believe that I'm a racist? Now when I hear it, I figure, okay, I just poked a lefty in the eye, which is really sad, because if I'm really doing it, I'm not even going to check myself anymore, right?
That's correct. That's correct. And so what we've done is they have taken the ability to have real and rational discussions and thrown it right out the window. Now, that is not happenstance. That is an absolute a plan on their part. This is what political correctness is all about. And it's no different from people bullying other people. That's truly all it is. What I realize is I'm out on the road speaking, and as I am radio programs and we get questions, and I understand, it made me so aware that so many people who advocate the conservative stance, who advocate individualism, truly don't understand the enemy. They don't understand what is happening and all of these areas that are going on. For instance, you go and you read every morning I go through the news. I listen to news programs. And all I hear nowadays is how the left, how these Marxist progressives, which I call the Democrat Party, Marxist progressives, it's been taken over by the Marxist faction, how they constantly change their stance, how they say one thing one day and they do exactly the opposite the next day. Joe, that's what they're supposed to do. Marx and Lenin both said, guys, morality, integrity, truth, it has no place in our movement because it does not get us to the end that we have to go. And so they said, just do anything you have to do. That is a commandment directly from Marx and Lenin. And they're practicing and that they're doing it very, very, very well, Joe. So when we hear that today, this party and many of the people in the party are saying, oh, you can't have a wall to protect our borders. And as little as 4 years ago, they were saying we need a wall. You cannot believe anything they say.
Okay, but this goes back to something you kind of went over at 100 miles an hour, which is there is no good and evil. Don't you know that? There's no good and evil, right? There's no right and wrong, because then you have to live by something. You have to have a foundation. You have to make a definition of good and evil, and then maybe, just maybe, your friend might be evil, and your mom might be evil, your dad, whatever. You now have to take a stand, and that's uncomfortable. And unless there's unless there's a safer with little fluffy animal around, I may not want to take a stand. That's what we've turned our kids into, right?
Absolutely. You can't. And if I do take a stand today, my stand is built on sand, and it might not be here tomorrow.
I know, right?
So you can't. But along that same line, you can't have a constitution that is the law of the land. You can't live by rule
You're
of
right.
law. And so we have to say, well, our constitution is a living document. What does that mean? All that means is it's a document that we can have mean anything we want to mean.
All right, hold that thought. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, because I believe in capitalism. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a knife.
I can't get that low the other day when I was sick. Couldn't get any higher than that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Yes, and you better be American-made. All right. I mean, I was American-made. That I'm almost sure of. I wasn't there, but anyhow. I am Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. I know, sick. 855-732-5568. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just working with us here. Don Jans joins me. He's a friend of the show. Hasn't been on in a while, but we're going to have him on more often. He's a nationally acclaimed speaker, author, and I want to just get right to it because I don't want to run out of time. Don's written a book called The Road to Tyranny, Individualism to Collectivism. Hey, first of all, Don, thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me.
And, absolutely, my pleasure.
And then, first of all, give us an 80,000-foot overview of what the book is about.
The book is about the basics on which we were founded and how we have diverted from those basics. So you say, okay, Don, what are the basics? Well, there are individualism, and individualism is simply where the individual is encouraged to strive to do his best, where success of the individual is celebrated, and we are encouraged to be the best soccer player on the team, where we're encouraged to be the best musician in the band, where we are encouraged to be the best academic in the school.
Yeah, but I've got to interrupt you here because that sounds awful selfish, okay? I mean, if it's all about me and it's individualism and I have to be the best, what about Susie? She's going to feel really bad about herself if I beat her and I get the gold medal and she doesn't.
And that's collectivism. Yeah. Tell the individual that you must subvert or you must subject yourself to what the group says is good for them. That what the collective determines is in the best interest of the collective. Then we must adhere to that. So So, because Susie can't run as fast as I can, then I am. It's demanded that I run slower, so that her supposed ego is not destroyed. Well, what happens is now when Susie is forced to compete in something in which she doesn't really excel or she doesn't even perhaps like, she doesn't do a very good job. And so consequently, the whole element is depleted. And this is the forces that we see in collectivism and we see in individualism. In individualism, which is capitalism, you see where people will gravitate to what they like and what they do best, and they will achieve and they will compete. And in collectivism, you are told not to compete. And so your overall society, not just monetarily, but academically as well, it all goes down, Joe.
You know,
so
under capitalism,
we end up with Venezuela.
Yeah. No, Venezuela is good. Ask Bernie. He'll tell you. Seriously. So I saw videos today that were dated from this weekend of people eating dead dogs. Okay? Dogs had died from malnutrition. It was very obvious. But anyway, you know, when you talk about capitalism, think that all they ever talk about is a greedy capitalist. All it is about money. But when you really look at what's going on, you know, though I don't much care for these people, you know, you talk about the, Bezos, the guy who owns Amazon. You can go down a list of our billionaires and look at the money that they give to the poor. Look at the money that they give to feed the poor and take care of the sick and what have you. I'm not saying that in and of itself makes them great people. But under socialism, somebody else is deciding where that money goes. Under socialism, you know, look at North Korea. There's only one guy, there's only one fat guy I see in all the pictures. And it ain't the people running around in the streets, right?
That's correct. And he'll remain fat because he'll always have what he wants. I like to go back to the time of Carnegie. Carnegie, I think, is an absolutely fantastic example. Carnegie came over from Scotland as a little boy, and he got a couple of breaks. But he took those breaks and he built and he determined how to change steel, how to manufacture steel so it could be used in rails that would spread completely across the United States. He became extremely wealthy. I mean, Carnegie, as you know, his wealth just was incredible.
Right.
What it did, though, is when he found a way to put rails across the United States, what happened? All of a sudden, farmers could get their crops to market quicker, and you had little towns spring up all around in the countryside, and you had bankers, and you had people who own drugstores and grocery stores, and you created this immense wealth. Remember, wealth is created. Wealth is not finite. It is created. And the socialists take a different look. The collectivists say, no, wealth is finite, and we have to spread it how we determine it should be spread. Well, that's a fallacy. There is no limit to wealth because it can be created through creative people, through capitalists. And that's exactly what Carnegie did.
Look at it.
And then what did he do with his money?
Yeah.
He gave it all away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you look at Amazon wouldn't have been created under socialism. Microsoft would not have been created under socialism. Those products would not have been created under socialism. There's no push to think.
No. And Joe, let's look at when a Microsoft came into being, when an Apple came into being, look at all these other businesses that were built up because of the Apple or the Microsoft being built. You have a whole industry that's being created because of that. That's capitalism. Jamestown and Plymouth, Jamestown being the first English permanent colony in the United States or in the American colonies, and then, of course, Plymouth shortly thereafter in 1620, they would have been footnotes in history had they continued in their collectivist or socialist way. They were both doomed. But they said, no, 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 we've got to change things. And they changed it. They became individualist colonies, and they flourished, and they grew. And they said capitalism is the way to go. That's what we're going to have. And so I talk about this. in the book. And then I go in, remember when our Constitution, when our government was formed, Joe, we had fought to be free. And it wasn't the majority of people that wanted to be free, right, but a small minority of people said we're going to be free, and we became free. But we had to form a government. But when that government was formed, colonists understood that the government they were forming was the single biggest threat to the freedom they had just won.
Oh.
They created the biggest threat to their freedom. So what did they do? They said, well, we better protect it, right?
Right.
And they said, here's what we're going to do. In our Constitution, we are going to say we're going to be a country that operates under rule of law. Everybody has to be treated the same. The same law that applies to the president is going to apply to every other citizen. They said, we're going to have limited government. And they defined within the Constitution what the limitations of the federal government would be. They said, we're going to have divided government because we don't want power concentrated. We want our power spread all over, at least through these three branches, but primarily to the states as well. And then they said a really unique situation. They said, here's what we're going to do. We the people are going to be sovereign. And those in government, they will be the servants. It never happened. All of this is turned upside down. That's the road to tyranny. We're traveling.
They're leaving
the road to freedom. Yes.
But what they've done is they've made us afraid. Well, not me, but they've made the generic us afraid to say anything, speak out against ridiculousness. Not even stuff that I can put up with, the dumb things that people do that I don't really much care about. But
right.
you've got a whole generation now that are telling us that there's no male, female, there's really no right, wrong. You can be married to, right now you marry anybody you want to marry, and soon it's going to be you can marry as many of anybody that you want to marry from any species you want to. And it's not just male or female now. Now we're talking about people, we're accepting people that they're from a different species. It's just ridiculous. And the adults in the room are accepting this stuff. That's the part that scares me. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute. Donna from Niagara Falls. Don't go away, because we're coming right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Ready, Steve?
Yeah.
Mick? Okay. All right, fellas.
The drummer's dream. We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there, and be part of the conversation with you. You're doing it. We have a live chat room up on the website, realside.com. For those of you who don't much care for Facebook and barely know what a computer is, so we put that up there for you. Or you can head over to Facebook where we have a live Facebook feed. You can definitely, I'm looking at the conversation. Here's what I'm going to say to you. There are definitely smarter people than I am in the Facebook feed. I can guarantee that. But they're not as smart as the guy I have on the phone. I'll put it that way, too. Don Jans joins me. He's a nationally acclaimed speaker, author, contrasting the policies proclaimed by Karl Marx with the principles upon which our nation was founded. He's written a book called The Road to Tyranny, Individualism to Collectivism. And, Don, thanks for joining me tonight. Always appreciate it.
My pleasure again, Joe. It's always wonderful to be with you.
You know, I'm gonna charge money for the to listen to the conversation during the breaks, because I think those are some of the better conversations that we sometimes have, as you know. So we were talking about this during the break, where I said to you, you know, when you talk about Jamestown and what have you in the early days of America, of the United States, you're looking at what these guys are doing, and you're saying they tried collectivism, and it died, didn't it? I mean, it almost ruined them, didn't it?
It did. They were failing. And it wasn't just the original people that came over. It wasn't just the original hundreds of some men that came over, because they kept sending people over. They kept saying to
replace the ones that died.
Yes, and they just kept, because they were starving.
Yep.
And of course, everybody would sit around and wouldn't work, wouldn't provide their food, because they knew that. According to his ability, to each according to his needs, that somebody was going to give them because they had a need.
Yep.
The claim of Marx from the 1840s and 50s was way back in 1607. It just does not work. And they would have absolutely, in fact, they were almost totally extinct. That colony was down to less than 100 people. And then they said, no more. If you're going to eat, you're going to work. Amazing. Isn't that what Paul said? He said, hey, if you want to eat, you better work.
That's right.
And then they were told, hey, by the way, you can own your land. If you're here, we'll give you the land. You own it. You work it. You reap the profits. And then they told people in England, hey, you go over there, you go over to Jamestown, and you can actually own your own land. And all of a sudden, boom, they started to take off. The tobacco industry came along, and you were building a very, very, very major industry, and they just flourished, Joe.
Oh, listen, I get the biggest kick out of these Christians or these religious people, or the people that are devout atheists that only know one or two scriptures and they like to throw them in your face, and they always talk about how Jesus would have compassion. Jesus would feed these people. No, you know what? Jesus told us to take care of what? The widows and the sick, right? Okay? And the orphans, okay? So he didn't say, oh, yeah, don't forget the able-bodied men who refuse to work, all right? He actually said, if you don't work, you shouldn't eat. It's really that simple.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's right. And Paul even said, hey, by the way, I'm out here preaching to you, and I'm still making tents. I get a kick out of that, too. Or not a kick out of it, but I listen
to
it. And then they throw it back and say, oh, if you're a Christian, then you should like the welfare system. Well, except that, again, if you want to read the Bible, the Bible says, yeah, you should feed the poor. You should feed the poor the bread of life. I mean, anytime you send a welfare check, you should send a Bible with it.
Oh, no, I don't know if you can do that, you know, because the ACLU would get all bent out of shape, and then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? I mean, somebody might actually read the Ten Commandments and decide to live by it. Oh, my God, we couldn't have people not stealing, killing, or destroying now, could we?
No, Joe, Karl Marx said, he said that in order to make this transition, in order to go from individualism to collectivism, in order to become a land of tyranny under the dictatorship of the proletariat, where you will use a very, very dictatorial means, he said, what you have to do is you have to destroy all morality. You have to destroy all long-standing principles, and you have to destroy all religion.
Yep.
Now, we were talking before the break about the immoral means that we're using, what we're doing now. The communist movement, the collectivist movement, in order to be successful, must destroy the family.
Yes, I agree. But you know, Don, look at all the confusion. You talk about confusion and chaos that have been sown in society. I've done these stories where these schools are across town, where you have one school that says that you can't have a homecoming dance Because you can't have a king and queen, because a king and queen denotes male and female, and therefore you're, you know, some people don't agree with the gender they were born with. They don't like male or female. So therefore, you have to have a gender neutral event, okay? And then you drive 2 miles across town, and the other place says, oh, no, there is male and female. However, it's whoever identifies as such, and there shouldn't be male and there shouldn't be queen and king. You should allow, you know, king and king, or queen and queen, or non-binary king, whatever they come up with. But you see what I'm saying? I mean, they are so confused among themselves, they can't tell you what it means. I mean, the communists have done a great job.
They have done a fabulous job. One of the things I do in the book as well is I talk about what Lenin said they must do. Karl Marx, as early as Karl Marx, the United States was a target.
Yep.
The United States has been a target for collectivism. When I say collectivism, I mean Marxism, communism, which are supposed to be the same. Marxism, communism, socialism, progressivism. That's a big part of this whole thing. Progressives are no more than are the same as communists. And what we know is that Lenin said, in order to capture the United States, we must infiltrate. We must bring around their academic system, their media, and Hollywood, and have them start to preach the communist doctrine.
Yep.
Was he successful?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he was. I think he was.
And it has transcended his lifetime. It's actually transcended communism within the Eastern Bloc, but it was so firmly entrenched in academia, in Hollywood, and in our media, that it is continuing the movement. And most Americans don't recognize it, including people that are a part of the Republican establishment. They don't recognize this movement because they've never taken the time to study it and to learn it.
You're giving them a lot of credit there, buddy boy. Seriously, I'm amazed. No, I shouldn't say this. I was going to say I'm amazed at what they don't know, but I'm not amazed at what they don't know. They don't care. So it's not a big deal because they just simply don't care.
No.
They want what they want and want to be comfortable, and the establishment has a certain way of doing something, and they're comfortable in that little area, and it makes them very happy.
And every time they make a compromise, they compromise and give a little more room to move a little further down the road to tyranny. And this is why I believe there is such an adamant hatred of Trump, which has grown since he's become president. Because, well, let's take DACA.
Don, I think that hatred has always been there for us. I think the hatred for conservatives, for the conservative movement, for religious people, I think it's always been there. But I think the left has tolerated us to a big degree because we had no real power. We backed out every time they got noisy and nasty, and there was no real push. And now, all of a sudden, they look around and go, oh, my God, look at all the power these people have. And they became rabid. Not just mad, but rabid. Hey, we're pretty much up against it. I want you to tell people how to get more information about you, how to buy your book, and that kind of thing.
Okay. The easiest way to get the information on me is just search my name, Don Janz, J-A-N-S. My website is www.mygrandchildrensamerica.com, no punctuation. You can purchase my books on my website. You can also go to Amazon and purchase a book. I promise my grandchildren I will go anywhere in the United States to speak. And I'm not going to charge a huge fee.
We got to go. You got to get cut off. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. A new form of age discrimination. And does atheism really kill? We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.